across the, I would say United States, but shit, we worldwide with this shit.
Yes, sir.
Everybody across the world, I don't know what time it is, the day or the night that you're tuning in, but we would like to welcome you to the sports podcast that they have started to call Broken Play. Here we have Reggie Ball to my right. We have Marcel. I never know Marcel's last name.
It's good.
We have him to my right. We have Thad in the back where he's going to stay. We have Yvette to the left. And we have Greg ducked off. And Dom is in his director seat. Have some troubling news. Anybody who betted with the 49ers, you're in trouble. If Pat Mahomes' daddy done got locked up, nigga, it's up. Nigga, that was all Pat Mahomes needed to see. You want to lock my daddy up before the Super Bowl? Man, nigga, please. Oh, man, he finna go throw for 600 yards, nigga.
600.
See, I got to stop, bro, because they told me don't put this out. Pat Mahomes' daddy said, you thought he was goddamn had a DWI, whatever you want to call it. If you thought he had one last week, he said, please do not follow him after the Super Bowl. He said he going to have all that shit on him. Hey, nah. Well, I think they targeted that man. What you think, Reggie?
Sound about right. I mean, you know, he's a high-profile guy. Talk a lot of shit. Yeah. You know what I mean? They're at the top of the game. Son going back for, I think, number three, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Back-to-back. So he's under that spotlight, man. So he definitely got eyes on him. So that didn't happen by mistake, but you got to be a little more careful.
Yeah, because it's not his first offense. Like, right. It's his third time.
Hard to defend that.
Yeah, but this the first time, like, it hit the media like that, huh?
Yeah. I've never.
Yeah.
Because they never put it out like that.
But, you know,
I think it's the
time.
I think it's
timing. Yeah.
It's timing.
Yeah.
But my thing is, bro, what you would want him to do? Like, as a dad, bro, my son going to another Super Bowl. And let's shine light on this. We ain't never saying we want people to drive drunk or nothing like that. But I'm glad nobody got hurt. But, nigga, he's celebrating his son. If you have a goddamn strong-ass Red Rock ginger ale, you blow. You'll get it. Man, them Red Rock ginger ale be strong as a motherfucker. You'll get a DUI. You blow off that shit. Ginger is strong, dog. Nigga don't realize. So, who knows if he really was drunk? I don't know. I'm not going to say he was. Shit, but if he want to celebrate his son, let him celebrate his motherfucking son, man.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Yeah, he was released on $10,000 bond.
Man, that ain't nothing. Shit. He probably had
ain't
that on
nothing.
He had
great
that
cash,
on
homie.
Nigga, you got to know who we talking about. You don't think he betting in the stand? He betting on first downs. His dad is a real nigga. He got to keep a 20 on him just to bet. I like my son right here for a first down. Who? He got to show it. He probably tried to pay the officer. Like, man, I'm Pat Mahomes here.
You see the name on the license?
You see my name on the license? Nigga probably riding around with his baseball jersey on. They kicking shit. I fuck with Pat Mahomes. See, get that nigga a Super Bowl commercial.
Word.
It's on the way.
Yeah.
Let him win.
Him and his daddy. Yeah, Pat, that's what you do. Put your daddy in one of them All-State commercials, nigga. We want to see more of Pat Mahomes Sr. Nobody want to see you and Kelsey, nigga. Kelsey ain't got no motherfucking. Then they already done talking about it. They done gave Kelsey the haircut. The fade.
Oh, yeah, that was crazy.
Hold on, I missed that one.
Yeah, it's a whole news cycle about, like, Barber saying, get into Kelsey.
No.
Kelsey's like, nah, bro, this is not my shit. Like, this is a fade, bro. It's been out for a long time. Like, y'all tripping. But, yeah, that's crazy. The white news, man.
But they not used to the shit, but it like, bro, when now at Supercuts, it's finna be a whole, it's finna be a whole frenzy. Now the whole Barber chart finna change. Yep. It's going to be Kelsey all on that motherfucker, boy.
I believe
different side.
Showing different sides, man. Super Bowl Sunday. It's the biggest night. This is what everybody been waiting for. You got 17 weeks plus the preseason plus the post. This is what all of it come down to. Come on, man. It gets no bigger than this. If you're not on Prize Picks right now, forget the sidelines. Forget the game. You got to be on Prize Picks just for Sunday. This where it counts. If you've been losing all year, this where you get your big win at. I don't care if you down to your last $3.19. This where you get it back. And if you ain't never signed up, this where you always could come through. Anything you put up to $100, they going to match it. Where you going to do that at? On Super Bowl, they offering this? All you got to do is put the code broken play, and you going to win some money on Super Bowl Sunday? Forget the halftime show. Halftime, you can make another wager and get second half. Say they ain't do nothing all first half. Second half, they got to do something. Maybe they need an usher to pump them up. Maybe they need to hear that, yeah. Now they ready. Take Deebo Samuel. Over receiving, over rushing, it's Super Bowl. He finna show out. Pat Mahomes, you know we don't pick nothing less. We don't disrespect Pat Mahomes. Take more for him. Super Bowl Sunday. Ain't no better way than be popping 1942 on the last football game of the season. This when it matters. It's available in over 30 states. But if you out there in Las Vegas for the game, unfortunately, you can't do it out there. Drive your ass to Arizona. Put your wages in, man. Come on, let's go get this Prize Pick money. Go to Prize Pick right now. And if you done signed up, get somebody in your family to sign up. Then you split the money with them. Start thinking. Come on. Broken Play. Promo code. Let's get this money. Super Bowl Sunday. But, and good news that you're saying, it is Super Bowl week. It's time to lock the fuck in.
Time to lock in, bruh. I need a winner. It's been tough.
So, the bet lines changed. How?
They didn't change.
It didn't change.
Nah. It's still 1.5 Niners plus 1.5 Chiefs.
Now, this is what we got to figure out. What's the majority of the public going with? Can you see that?
Shit. Some sites will show you that.
Yeah.
I got to pay for that.
You ain't got to
show. Some of them show. I don't know which ones. I'm going to tell you that. But yeah. Some of them do show you what side is heavily favored or where the most of the money is going.
Yeah. But I'm telling you now, bro. I would just have to take Pat Mahomes money.
Come on, man. You can be a fool not to.
Hey, yeah. The 49ers, you win. But I just wouldn't bet against Pat, bro.
They've been underdogs the whole postseason, right?
Whole season. Shit.
Yeah.
Whole season when they had that little rocket start.
Yeah.
Niggas started counting them out.
I'm seeing 70%.
70% who?
Of the money of Kansas City.
I don't know, dog.
That's on different. That's on BetMGM, on DraftKings.
Yeah, the only thing, though, you got to think. A lot of people see, they like, shit, I don't know. Who you think got a better defense? I say this, Baltimore or 49ers. Who you think got a better defense?
Shit. Baltimore the 49ers?
Yeah.
They about neck and neck. Ain't too much separation between
like one and two.
Baltimore, San Fran, or Kansas City right now. Kansas City defense going crazy.
Yes, they are. They don't get enough credit. But I'm trying to see where they seeing. Well, we won't change the line. We still got the 49ers favorite. Because you remember we saw this with Michigan. That's how Manny kind of explained with the Michigan Washington game.
Mm-hmm.
But shit, sometimes Vegas just don't get it right. But I doubt they lose like that. They were like, shit, we got enough money from these niggas. No, all them niggas betting with Lamar Jackson.
Kane gonna never say that, bro.
Oh, shit. Kadarius Toney say he is number one receiver when he gets the ball. Kadarius Toney, instead of y'all chasing around Pat Mahomes Sr., get that boy checked out. Get Kadarius Toney the fuck checked out. Test that nigga for cocaine powder. Man. Bro, can we just get a little highlight reel of all Kadarius Toney fuck ups while I'm talking? Look. Bam. Bing. Bow. Just play this on the clip while he talking. Like, Toney, bro, just, it's Super Bowl week. Nigga, just, hey, bro, get you a ring and shut the fuck up.
Amen.
Oh, now, bro, we all, when you go saying you the number one receiver, nigga, nigga, how? When?
Where?
Where? What's the 5 W's the English teacher used to tell you? Yeah. When, what, who, where, why? Shut up! Nigga, the least you could have did was go take Pat Mahomes senior charge. That's how you show you the number one receiver, nigga.
Would have been the best catch of the season. Helping the quarterback
out. Reggie said that's the best catch.
It would have been the best catch all season for him.
Straight up, man. I ain't gonna dwell on that too long. Because that's stupid. I don't even know all their receivers, but I know Tony ain't one.
Rasheed White, Rice, he been.
And that's the one. Four,
oh,
right?
Yeah. Number four. Yeah. Number four, he ball.
Yeah.
Shit, Kelsey a tight end, but that's your number one receiver.
Yeah,
pretty nigga, much, yeah. We talk a lot about Pacheco running the ball. Nigga, he's a better receiver than you, Tony.
For real?
Factual.
This year, at least.
Nigga.
I got the most bet player props. It's Brock Purdy over 12.5 rushing yards. Isaiah Pacheco over 66.5 rushing yards. Travis Kelce over 70.5 receiving yards. And Brock Purdy to throw interception. And McCaffrey to rush over 87.5 rushing yards. So those are some most betting props right now that people are betting on.
And they own that. I think this broke after we shot our episode. Washington Commanders hired Dan Quinn as head coach.
Man, I don't know where these franchises are going. These organizations are going, just recycling these coaches, man. I don't get it. This, I guess that's beyond me. But I do like to hire with the OC. But,
really?
I like to hire because I like him. I'm a fan of him. But I don't like, yeah, I don't like old boy getting kicked out of there so fast.
Yeah.
And
now he really ain't got no job.
Right.
He
don't. Right.
Because everybody.
Yeah, all the spots.
Everybody field. Rocking and rolling.
Mm-hmm.
He can land somewhere, but it's a demotion. Wherever he goes, it's going to be a demotion. Which is sad because he.
Dirty ass game.
Take your ad back to Kansas City.
He chose to leave too, right?
He chose to leave, yeah.
Yeah.
And he did that to better himself to get that, you know, because he's underneath Andy Reid. And Andy Reid's calling the play, blah, blah, blah. But. And I think Washington Commanders had a high power. Offense this year.
Yeah, they were so
young.
They're
very
yeah.
young.
But look, it's all about, I felt like Andy Reid was going to hand over the reins to him. Andy Reid ain't, oh, who knows how long he want to coach, but shit, I thought eventually he'll be like, shit, bro, you can have this
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, sooner than later, for sure.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just got to get underneath that shadow.
Yeah, look where they got his ass, unemployed. Yeah.
Maybe ego sometimes.
What do you like about Kingsbury?
Just the innovation. He's coming from the college ranks, and I like everybody everywhere that he's gone. You're seeing a lot of what the players are responding to with the spread type offenses, the optional type of reads, if you will, and it's just more of a wide open game for the players, the quarterbacks, the receivers especially. But I just like the numbers he put up. Everywhere you go, everywhere he's been, every quarterback he's had, they putting up numbers, bro.
But they ain't winning, bro.
I mean, it's his third year in the league, I think. Third, fourth.
He's 28, years? 37-1 as a Cardinals head coach.
But the you got to think bro. A lot of that time he didn't have
the Cardinals. That's the
Kyler
Cardinals.
Playing.
Yeah, that's the Arizona Cardinals, bro. We talking about a franchise. Come on, bro. I understand the numbers.
But he hasn't been that successful wherever he's been. Even at Texas Tech when he had Pat Mahomes, they weren't that good. They were an average team in the Big 12.
Again, you're talking from an offensive state of mind, numbers. They putting up points. Mahomes got some records that probably won't ever be touched again as far as throwing the ball, passing yards, and passing touchdowns in the season. He set the bar as far as just running up the score, running up the yards. Again, it all comes down to wins and losses. I mean, wins and losses. Yeah, I agree with that, but.
But he's not in that position because he's an OC now.
Right.
But he was an OC at – he's coming from USC. He was Caleb Williams' OC at USC. And we all said Caleb Williams kind of had a down year this year.
Yeah, but, hey. I still like him,
That was a power
him,
move. It's a power move.
And you know how that shit go, bro. Like, it's the numbers game. he's favored some way, somehow. You know what I mean? You call it what it is. Because, again, what's my boy's name from Kansas City? Eric.
Yeah.
They didn't do bad. Sam Howell actually looked good. He had a lot of bright spots this past season. You know what I'm saying? But, again, bro, this is still a business at the end of the day.
It's a power move to get Caleb.
The few games I watched Washington, Eric play calling is still, like, he's still innovative with his shit. Like, he's sprinkling some of those trick plays and all that.
You're right.
But you remember LeSean McCoy had that, he talked about him. He said he don't know how to talk to players.
Mm.
So I don't know if that got something to do with it. But damn, Dan Quinn didn't get that nigga a shot.
Yeah, he's like, I respect you, but I'm going this route.
Yeah, I don't even want to try it.
It's like they went that route, it seems like, to try to get Caleb to come to Washington. They got the number 2 pick. They may trade up to go number 1. Who knows? But
you might just hit it right on the head, bro.
That clears everything.
What the fuck they doing.
Yeah.
And Caleb posted a picture of his coach, like he said, congrats, gang. Like, this is dope.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he posted
there it is.
Up. That nigga been Washington.
There it is.
You just...
Me from the
Oh, that's a wrap.
Just saw all the right, motherfucking all right, case. And he's screaming. He been screaming for the longest. I don't want to go to Chicago.
Yeah, facts.
They don't want his ass there anyway. They don't want him in Chicago. What a few niggas I know. I ain't talking about the organization. Carl Weathers, man, a.k.a. Apollo Creed. If you know about Rocky, nigga, this hurts me, bro. Because I know the movie called Rocky, but I always wanted Apollo to whoop his ass, bro. I always was an Apollo Creed fan. The nigga was flashy in the ring. You know what I mean?
Yes, he was.
Yeah, I ain't never see that.
Dylan from The Predator.
What else?
Y'all
he
ain't seen The Predator?
Yeah, it's been a while, though.
Okay.
I know you're talking about.
That's one of my favorites.
He was in Mandalorian recently.
He probably been dope. In all that in the heat of the night shit. He probably don't
know. Fake, I didn't know he played in the league.
The fake arm in Happy Gilmore, that's right.
He played
in the league.
Yeah, he played for the Raiders.
For real?
He was, NFL, yep. I didn't know that.
Yeah, linebacker a few years.
Damn, squished over at and ain't looked back since, man.
Yeah, man.
Well, big RIP to Carl Weathers, a.k.a. Apollo Creed, man. Man.
What does Adonis do now?
Who?
Adonis Creed.
Who is that? Oh, boy. Oh. Nigga, I ain't never know his first name, nigga. I just knew the movie Creed. I'm like, who the fuck are you talking about? I said, nigga, I stopped watching Rocky after 3. I don't know about the mother, nigga. I forgot Creed was about that, man. Best and worst Super Bowl of all time. To me, I would say the best Super Bowl I ever seen, bro. I would have to say Seattle versus New England.
Seattle versus New England.
That was crazy.
Yeah, when Russell threw that pick.
Hell no, that was, oh, man.
But I'm just saying, it was a shocking moment type
that
shit.
Crazy.
Yeah.
That made me mad. Let me think.
Or either St. Louis versus Tennessee. One of the two.
That was one of the ones.
For you?
When they beat that's
my favorite.
Undefeated Patriots team.
That's my favorite. Also, Janet Jackson halftime show with the Carolina and the Patriots. I never forget that. That was pretty awesome.
Man, I was a young nigga, but I've been watching porn, so that shit didn't do nothing for me. I was like, that's it.
For real? Like, come on, bro.
That's Janet Jackson, though.
Hey, let the pants drop.
Those are my top two.
Let that market hang.
Worst Super Bowl.
Respectfully.
Worst Super Bowl probably be that Patriots and Rams Super Bowl that was here. That shit was horrible.
Oh, hell yeah.
The freeze storm, bro. That one? When it was cold as hell outside?
No,
when it was in Atlanta.
Patriots and Rams when it was Goff and Todd Gurley against that Patriots team.
Oh, yeah. Damn, it's almost forgot about
that. That was, bro, that was boring. That was boring.
It's like 17-13.
Right.
No, hell, that was amazing. Nah.
That was good. Yeah,
my boy
took
Harrison to the house.
Yeah, 97 yards or something like that.
Well, that was a good one.
No,
I'm not saying
that was a good Super Bowl.
Yeah, that was a good Super Bowl. We ain't talking about what was bad for you, nigga. We talking about bad, like,
that was a crazy
like, boring to watch.
Born to Watch.
Yeah,
that Super Bowl.
I would say that Carolina versus Denver. That shit was boring to watch from beginning to end. That shit went shit.
No, Denver versus Seahawks when Seahawks killed them.
Oh, I like watching that though.
You did?
Yes, I did.
For real?
I like because they went crazy. That team, that Seattle team, might be one of the best.
Yeah, they should have went back to back.
Exactly.
Yeah. They had that motherfucker back to back.
You know, Peyton Manning was at the top of the mountain at that time, so to see them just whoop their ass, it was kind of satisfying.
Oh yeah, that's the one you flip, yeah. So there've been some good. I think this should be a good. Super Bowl.
Do you think this will have a good outcome? This one.
The
last one. Oh,
this is gonna be a classic,
good.
Bro. This is gonna be a classic. I really do think this going down. This is gonna be one.
You got the characters you want. You got exactly. Debo, huh? Yeah, you got Debo out there, man. You got Pat. And Kelsey, Taylor Swift gang. It's just a whole lot of things going on
the
there.
Number 13. You been seeing that shit online?
What number 13?
Like Taylor Swift's favorite number is 13. All this shit adding up to 13. It's 13 hours from Tokyo to the Super Bowl. Like it's been
is
some
that what
dumb
she
shit.
Coming from or something? Like
yeah, it's been some dumb shit.
You taking that research shit too far. This some shit I would not have wanted to know. I don't give a fuck about it. Man, I'm thinking you finna say something. I'm thinking some shit. 13 hours to Tokyo. What the fuck that got to do with the Super Bowl?
She flying from Tokyo to go.
Man, I don't give a fuck where that bitch flying from.
The game's on the 11th. 2 plus 11 is 13.
I hope no Taylor Swift fans watch the show at all. I'm trying to bitch to come with that fuck shit on the page. Speaking of coming with some fuck shit. Y'all motherfucking crazy. Y'all had Najee, man. It's a motherfucker.
Hey, did it upload faster?
Yeah, he got the episode up faster, so it's working.
There you go.
It working. Damn, boy. Y'all crazy as a motherfucker. That nigga Najee was mad about that shit, boy. That nigga gonna start watching the episodes now.
That nigga time
start,
stamping.
He gonna start editing that shit itself. Hey, I saw y'all motherfucker was DMing me, bro. The Kwame Brown interview will be dropping soon. Shut the fuck up.
You said that shit was quick as hell.
Nigga DM me. Okay. Damn, that's fucked up, bro. I thought you were realer than that. You ain't even let the man speak. You was scared he was going, man, I ain't scared of shit, nigga. I shit on the app. The interview coming, motherfucker.
It dropped on the app already?
Nah, it ain't dropped
yet. Oh, I was about to say, you can tell who got the app and who don't.
Nah, it ain't dropped yet. The NBA, they cheating the shit out of Trae Young, man.
Yeah, that was a crazy
damn
scenario.
Shame.
Oh! Shout out to Bud Dupree, man. Nigga sent their jersey in like a real nigga.
Hell yeah, Bud.
Hey, I told nigga we gonna get it.
First 48.
We gonna get it. Memorabilia.
On the way.
It's on the motherfucking way. This is a game jersey, too.
Yeah, game worn. It's your sign.
Man. We don't get renewed for season 3. That bitch will be at the crib. Get me a frame for that motherfucker. Nah, shout out to him. Man, yeah, but Trae Young, man, I don't know what they got against Trae Young, why y'all don't fuck with him. Bro, ain't no way he ain't in the All-Star game.
27-10, past 2 years. But Eastern Conference got some killers at guard, man.
Of course, Marcel. I'm not saying they don't. But Trae Young, if we just talking numbers.
Yeah.
And we talking popularity. That nigga is in both.
He had the second highest votes in the East between anyone.
That may be his guy.
I can't.
Name me the guard.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, who in there? But he balling.
He's
this
been
shit, bro.
Hooping.
He balling, bro.
No, name me the guard.
He balling. You want to name me the reserves?
Yeah,
or
name me the reserve. Name me the reserves.
That are guards.
Yeah.
Brunson, Maxie, Mitchell.
Donovan
get Mitchell,
Mitchell
out of there, bro.
Mitchell, they're third in the East. They're number they're two. They're second.
Wait,
in the
what's
East.
His numbers? Points, rebounds.
And he's carrying them when
Darius Garland's out.
Damn.
Find his numbers.
Bro. So okay, so
he gonna get in though. Trae gonna get in
because Embiid ain't gonna play. Embiid out.
Okay, tell me this.
But still, like it's still
none of them niggas y'all name are bigger stars than Trae Young.
No, sir.
No, they're not.
No.
And when I say that, them niggas ain't even got a shoe. Trae Young got a shoe.
Donovan has a shoe.
No, we can't judge about
Donovan
that.
Donovan Mitchell
I'm saying,
has a shoe. Trae
Young
is
a super. I ain't never seen no nigga with no Donovan Mitchell shoe.
You not a hooper.
Hey, nigga, if I was, I'd be like, what the fuck
Please
you got
on?
On
shoe. When you can,
yeah,
I want to see them.
Why
shoe,
the
bro.
Fuck you got on some Donovan
Mitchell?
Donovan
got some nice kicks.
I ain't picking no nigga wearing no Donovan Mitchell. I done seen Trae Young's shoe. Niggas will rock that.
You don't chase
chasing him.
That's his game.
You don't
chase
a
stitch?
Nah, bro. Yeah.
It's that padding.
Bro, no, he don't. When he come off that pick and roll, bro, he see what's open. Either he got damn take or he drop it off. That's all he doing.
He gonna hear you talk about him.
Nah, hey, I already know when he see Thad say that, they gonna be like, man, I gave that fuck nigga $100.
Oh, yeah.
And call that fuck nigga killer? And he want to kill me? Man, Trae Young allowed to slap your ass, man. Hey,
Dom, can you please cut this out?
Nah, we ain't editing shit, man. Let Trae hit. Trae, be careful when you get 100 too, man. These niggas ain't real. Give me 100, nigga.
Yeah,
and Trae Young just got Eastern Conference Player of the Week.
The Hawks been hooping, man. They Lakers beat Lakers, Suns.
31 and points, 11 assists, 64% behind 3-point.
Mm-hmm. What game? Which game?
Nigga, that for the week.
Oh shit!
That ain't no game. That's the motherfucking week.
Yeah,
man, they've been hooping.
So look, Hawks have been doing better. Do they still get rid of
DeJounte?
DeJounte.
Man, I hope not. I like going to the game watching
him. You like watching Jonte?
Yeah, yeah.
They need a big. Get rid of Capella.
Shit, who want Capella, nigga?
Nobody.
You could get rid of him. Wait, for what?
Capella do what he's supposed to do. Pick and roll and throw a lob.
He averaged a double-double, right? He 10-10.
I don't know. The Hawks are in a very interesting predicament, man, because you hear rumors about trade. Don't want to be there. Like, he bought a house in L.A. He wanted to play. He loves how Wimby plays. You hear rumors about them trading DeJounte. But this past week, they've been really, like, hooping.
But potential I'm trying there, to figure out, is them niggas really cool, though? I never really see them niggas interact.
But it don't matter.
No,
if
I'm saying.
If we invested on the court.
Yeah. I don't see them niggas cool on the court, though. Find us a clip of them niggas even just dapping up after a play.
Yeah, after
they do something good, them niggas walk separate ways. Them niggas don't
like when DeJounte hit that, when he looked off Trae, when they played the Magic and hit that game winner, Trae's energy is like, it wasn't really like hype. Like, he was like, oh, that's what's up.
I'm with you niggas all day, every day. I practice with y'all, goddamn travel with y'all. Like, sometimes it be like your brother.
Yeah.
Hey, Dom, I agree with you on that. Sometimes you might be around a motherfucker too long. You can't show you happy all the time. But if a nigga hit a game winning shot, I don't give a fuck if I've been around you all fucking year. Nigga, I'm excited you hit the game winning shot.
On good teams. On good teams. Like,
yeah, if
saying,
I fuck with
on
you.
On good teams, yeah.
But if I don't fuck with you, nigga, you could have won a championship. I'm in the locker room like Kyrie. Cole, we did it. He showed you he ain't fuck with LeBron. Where that nigga was at? He wasn't celebrating with LeBron. Mm. You was right, Cole.
When that happened, like, Kyrie didn't even touch the trophy.
Damn.
Like, I remember, because I was clipping off that game for some project, and I'm looking like, yo, Kyrie didn't even touch the trophy, and he, like, won them that shit. Like, LeBron had the trophy the whole time, and like, I'm like, bro, that's kind of crazy.
That one, it probably hit him. He was like, it don't matter what I do.
Word, facts.
This nigga shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that be the difference with that. So yeah, you Trae might get in because you said Embiid. Damn, that fucked up. Embiid got hurt, man. That might mess up his MVP.
Oh, it is.
Most
it's a
definitely.
Wrap. It's a wrap.
Most definitely.
Because
he
can't miss 65 games.
He definitely was back to back.
Yeah. The way he's hooping, he's averaging more points than minutes.
Damn.
This year. Crazy.
Oh, shit. So now do it automatically go to Jokic?
SGA hooping. SGA is really, he going crazy.
All right.
You throw Luka in there?
Unless they don't have a better record than OKC, nah.
Ain't that. I'm not mad at you with Luka. I watched that motherfucker live.
73.
Hit 73 on the Hawks. If they want to get to Luka, get it to him now.
And fucking Curry hit 60 on them motherfuckers.
Yep.
He lost, but 60, like.
One thing about it, now any player who feel like they could hoop and score, they can't wait to play the Hawks in Atlanta. They were like, bro, it's somebody that arena, bro. That shit like the new Madison Square Garden. Where niggas gonna come with their A game.
Okay.
Yeah, they probably ain't coming fucking around no more.
Yeah.
It's probably, niggas ain't hanging out no more. You gotta get your sleep. You gotta get your rest. Uh-huh. You can't come go to the club and all that
shit. All that social media shit out now. It was used to, them niggas could goddamn walk out of Magic City and go straight to the game. Now with all this paparazzi taking pictures, you can't do that shit. Klay Thompson not closing games out. He can't. Kuminga is motherfucking balling. I don't know what it is. See, we had Los on the show. Los said it's when niggas grow their hair out. Kuminga is not no nigga. He a, what he is?
African.
He the opposite. When he cut his hair, that nigga went motherfucking crazy. So it's some shit is reverse programming for niggas. When that nigga cut his shit, boy, that nigga went the
hoop. He been going crazy, bro.
Yeah.
Y'all made me pay attention to him.
And he like African for real.
Yeah.
Well, like, hey, nigga, you hear a land name.
No, I'm saying, but sometimes if you Americanize African, the way if you hear him speak, like he African.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I seen when he was eating on the bench one day.
What?
He was dipping something in. I'm like, that boy crazy. Nigga, he eat you a snack, nigga. That nigga had a full meal on that big green. I think it's something with an F or a foo. I don't know what it's called, but he was in that shit.
Foo, bro.
Yeah, that was the foo. We had Kwame Brown last week, and Marcel's in here. Both of them said Doc Rivers deserve it. They right. He started off 1-3. That's the Doc Rivers I know.
Word, they had a horrible loss
they
to Utah.
They don't look good, bro.
Utah came back down by 20 and beat
them. I know Griffin at the house watching that shit like this.
Word.
Yeah, I thought that shit was sweet, bro.
Doc said he gonna give him the All-Star bonus in the ring, too. He gonna give...
He said that?
Yeah. He said he's gonna give him the All-Star bonus and his All-Star ring, which is cool as hell.
Yeah.
But them boys still look bad. I don't give a damn how nice
that's solid. Let the nigga come to the game and sit on the bench with you, bro.
You might well let him coach.
Bro, I don't understand, because Cleveland's number two now. Why can't, like, Cleveland's head coach be All-Star
nigga,
and shit?
Milwaukee number one.
No, they're not. Boston's number one, and Missoula can't do back-to-back years. And at the time, Milwaukee was number two, so Dot became Eastern Conference coach. Now they're not
already
number two.
They already got to buy flights and pay for travel, Marcel. They can't change the shit at the end.
Yeah, I feel you.
So. Thad, am I lying? I don't see my nigga Thad running production, so I know how that shit go. Like, you can't just switch up at the last minute, bro. Brandon Miller been hooping.
Bro, for real, for real. He had like back-to-back 30-plus point nights.
And he been shooting behind that three-point line.
And he been being a leader. He made a layup.
Okay, hold up.
What?
Marcel.
What?
You can't be no damn leader for no sorry
ass team. You ain't lying.
Yeah, man. Anybody can be the goddamn leader for the whole... Nigga, you take your ass there, you'll be a leader. He ain't been no leader for them niggas, man. Nigga had a good game. Now he can tell them niggas shut the fuck up. They ain't been no leader. You had a good game. I don't want to hear shit he did after he did a layup.
He been hooping, though.
Trade deadline February 8th. Who needs to make a move? The Lakers.
Why you say that, bro? It look like they like each other now.
Huh.
As opposed to what we said or what you said about the Hawks.
Bro. Nah, they got a... Now, I will say this about the Lakers. Lakers got a fake-ass team. And when I say fake, I ain't saying they some fake niggas. I'm saying they'll dap you up and know your ass getting traded tomorrow. They don't care about that shit.
Hollywood.
Yeah, they just, hey, man, look, bro, there's going to be a lot of cameras on. I know I don't fuck with you and you don't fuck with me. But you hit that game-winning shot, I'm finna hug you. All right, bro.
Yeah, Bron don't fuck with D-Lo for real.
Fuck
Bron do not fuck with
Don't nobody like him.
Bro, every time a nigga hit a shot, Bron be happening like, God damn, that nigga hit another motherfucking week.
I counted Buddy out, too. He balling like hell.
They 6-2 in the last 8 games.
Yeah, they balling.
Yeah. They lost to the Hawks, though.
They should give up Austin Reeves.
Yeah,
they
man.
Don't. They won't give him up.
I don't know why.
Like, we need an all star back. I'm like, bro, he ain't an all star.
He nice, but come on, bro.
If Austin Reeves was black, that nigga would not be in the league.
Stop it, Isaiah Thomas. That's what they said about Bird.
Who?
Back then.
Who said that about Bird?
Isaiah Thomas said, like, if he was black, if Bird was black, he wouldn't get all the recognition he gets.
Now,
yeah, right. He'd be dogging.
Right.
Yeah. Still. Now. Still. You know, I got, a newfound respect for Larry Bird. But he wouldn't be like how they were saying Larry Bird was the best. Like, bro, if you give, he wouldn't have got that many, that much of a spotlight if he was black.
There you go.
In Boston, bro. He wasn't the first player in Boston hooping. He was white. Now there's somebody we could put on TV and say, this our team, this our leader. Nigga, Austin Reeves is not, he cool.
Solid.
He not, bro, I could name you 10 white players way better than Austin Reeves that done came, and he ain't get this much limelight. He just with the
He's
Lakers,
in LA,
bro.
Yeah,
yeah, he with L.A. That nigga not better than J.J. Redick. He not better than Mike Miller. Nigga, them niggas was hooping.
Yeah, they, Austin Reeves like in his third or fourth year.
I don't give a fuck, man.
They should go get Bruce Brown.
There you go.
Yeah, Toronto.
So, now look, if we could trade Bruce Brown for Austin Reeves, is Austin Reeves is who you thought he was then?
I'm trading that.
I'm doing it in the
immediately.
Way. Immediately.
Expeditiously.
Who?
Yeah, Bruce Brown.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not?
He a valuable trade asset. Hell yeah.
Yeah, that's what they get him for.
The team that just traded to get him will get rid of him for Austin Reeves.
We're not saying for Austin Reeves, but he will be on the trade block for sure.
Yeah.
I think someone should trying to get Jeremy Grant, for sure. With Malcolm Brogdon from Portland. They ain't doing shit. They can
Bridges.
They can win.
Get Miles Bridges, for sure.
He's hooping.
Damn, I forgot about
He'll
him.
He'll be a rental, though.
Bro.
He on a 1 year.
I know y'all love him. Jalen Johnson.
He's staying. He's
nice.
He's untouchable.
He's staying.
Not trading him.
Yeah, not trading him. He's on a rookie contract.
Yeah, he's untouchable, bro.
He been hooping. I wouldn't say that. But.
I know Jalen Johnson like, man, fuck. That nigga listen like, God damn, why me?
He been hooping, bro.
That's why
they got rid of John Collins because they knew what they had within Jalen Johnson.
Nah, they got rid of John Collins because he was shit. Damn, man, that nigga had shouted out broken play when, yeah. Shout out John Collins.
What's up, John?
What's up, boy? We miss you, boy. Damn, the Hawks fucked up. Hawks, you can't get shit right. How the fuck you let the best thing that ever happened to this organization go? Speaking of who fucking with us, man. The whole goddamn broken play squad. Y'all went out there to see Georgia Tech upset North Carolina.
That
how that
amazing.
Was, man.
That was hard. Yeah. A lot of fun.
Yeah, man. Damon Stoudemire said y'all niggas welcome to come back anytime.
Yeah, shout out Coach Stoudemire, man.
Shout out to Coach Stoudemire.
Showed us a great time. Got us tickets in. Reggie Ball got all the love.
Oh, yeah.
That boy Reggie came in there shaking white hands. Hey, let's see you again.
Man.
Hugging babies, kissing babies. I'm like, God damn. Like, Ball's
the
one.
Listen to him now. They just putting on.
True celebrity.
Oh, yeah,
oh,
already
my God.
Know.
You two of it?
Yeah. We tried to get on the court. Like, and we like, they wouldn't let us on the court. And then it's like, oh, you with Ball? Oh, y'all good.
OG's walking up. Reggie Ball.
Yeah.
Had a nice little satin jacket on. Never seen a jacket like that before.
It was a good time. We had an amazing time out there with the team, man. It was historic shit. They were UNC was number 3.
Big upset.
Yeah, bro. Nobody saw that coming either.
We did.
From the get-go?
Second half,
second half we did.
I saw Reg like, did second right. half, money line, Georgia Tech, bro. Take it. I'm like, I'm a UNC fan, right?
Yeah.
I'm a UNC fan, but I was the Tech fan that day. But that was rock. All UNC fans. It was more UNC
bro,
fans
hell
than Tech
yeah.
fans.
For
that
sure.
Was it was rocking.
Yeah.
Whole stadium was powder blue.
Yeah.
But that game was rocking.
Who the best Georgia Tech basketball player?
All time?
All time.
Steph? I say Steph.
Stephon Marbury.
Marbury. Chris, you got to throw Chris Bosh up there, too.
Yeah. Matt Harper.
Oh, damn.
Chris Bosh.
He good, but he ain't up there.
Chris Bosh.
He's the most accomplished out of
Yeah, he up there, but I'm saying, like, Stephon Marbury was... Niggas forgot. Yeah. Boy, Jared Jack was a dog.
He coaching now. Yeah, final four.
No, the championship. They lost to UConn in the championship.
So did.
Damn.
They make an Okafor in
him. Yeah.
Y'all remember Derek Favors?
Yeah, I played against Derek Favors.
Yeah.
South Atlanta High School.
Yeah.
Techner had some niggas. Shout out my boy Gunny Lawal went there, man.
Yeah.
Damn.
Damn. But
Will Bynum slept on too. I don't know if you know Will Bynum.
Dog.
Yeah.
He was there when
you were there. That was
my favorite
player,
bro. Yeah.
He's short too.
Yes.
Right? He's from Chicago.
Yeah.
Did he go to Detroit too?
He played with Detroit. He played a few teams.
Oh, he can jump, bro.
Yeah.
He he played football.
Bro,
how was basketball then when you went there, Reggie?
That's when we went to the Final Four. Solid team. Anthony Morrow, BJ Elder. I see.
Shout
BJ.
Out to Anthony Morrow.
Sniper.
Boy, that nigga was lights out. When he get behind.
We had Ish was dunking all over the damn place then. I don't know if y'all remember Ishmael Muhammad, I believe was his name. Number two. That motherfucker was dunking on everybody.
For sure. Bouncy.
We had a good ass squad when I was there.
How was campus during that run? How was the city during that run?
So during the game we went to, I was telling my best friend that was with me about that night when they won that game to go to the Final Four. That whole Bobby Dye Way shut down.
For real.
Man, we went crazy. I know we had a good time. Everybody was outside.
Share a story.
Everybody was outside. My truck was parked on some frat boy's lawn or from some frat house lawn, and it stayed there till about 10, 11 o'clock the next morning. It was
ticket?
Was one of them. Hell no. It was one of the ones.
He QB1.
It was one of the ones.
Niggas know how to use that shit to their advantage, man. Like that nigga would have been a Kadarius Tony. That motherfucker would have been. You couldn't find that truck to this day. They had towed that bitch so far. They would have towed that nigga shit to Tokyo. Right where Taylor Swift gonna be at. Juju Watkins dropped 51 points against number 4 Stanford in a 67-58 win. 51 points?
Goodness.
Out of 67?
She is cold.
Goodness.
She's different, bro.
Every year, we seeing a different female just come out of nowhere and just like, hey. Angel Reese really been low-key lately, ain't she?
Been quiet. They've been losing.
Yeah. Hey, what's about Fla J? What ain't that her name?
Yeah, Fla J doing good.
Keep it real, bro. Andrew Reese was never she nice, but she was never like Caitlin Clark, all them like
that. But she was
She ain't Juju. We talking about Juju. She ain't Juju. Freshman. Juju like Monica from Love and Basketball. And Bronny's like Quincy McCall, just like.
They go together?
Nah.
Oh.
But that's the energy I'm feeling from USC. Like, Bronny, she had 51 points in one game. Bronny had 6 points within last four games. Like, it's not. Monica was always better than Quincy. That's real rap.
I don't know how she lost that game when she said, play me for your heart. I'm like, man, you could take this, nigga. She lost on purpose. She blew the game.
She missed the layup, bro. Like, double or nothing.
Canelo versus Bud is in the works. Give me Bud. I don't give a fuck. Give me Bud right now. Give me Bud right now. That's probably going to be the best fight we're going to see for a long time.
For a minute.
For a minute.
Because Tank.
Yeah. On both sides. Unless something just pop out of the blue.
You think it'll be like go the distance?
Seem like all of them do now.
They make them go to distance.
Yeah.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we got some comments. We got some voicemails. Got some highlights and lowlights. We definitely got some voicemails.
Definitely got some voicemails.
What? Niggas was telling me the other day at the gym. Worked out with goddamn ball. Niggas come up, they telling me their story. They were like, man, I got to call that number. Call that motherfucker, man. when we come back on Broken Play. Yes, sir. We back for the people in the back. We're going to get into some comments. I seen y'all been calling the goddamn gambling hotline. What's that word that kicked my ass last week, Marcel?
Anonymous. Hip-hop anonymous?
we gonna still keep it anonymous. If you said your name, then that's on you, but we not going to let it be known. So in the comments, we got Plex. Plex said, y'all damn near went 6 for 6. That's tough. And, bro, this is what it is. We probably would have hit. If Thad wouldn't have did the free throws, and I kind of fucked the vet up because we thought Murray wasn't going to play.
Sure did.
Yeah, so if Murray would have played... Mm-hmm. Our inside scoop fucked us up over there. But for Thad to say a nigga ain't gonna hit over 4 free throws, that was tough. I don't know why the fuck he even went to that section.
DeJounte Murray was my original pick. Somebody by the name of Nav Green said, oh, he questionable. And I had to go with something on the fly. So I hit free throws, man, and we lost.
Oh, he questionable.
He questionable.
But that's the thing. And sometimes, like, you just got to see what niggas are doing when they... I see how Young Thug feel now doing his court play. When I looked up and seen that nigga doing that, I was like, that don't surprise me. Like, you know what I'm saying? That don't surprise me. Nigga don't want to take his own charge. Hey, bro, we in this bitch together, but hey, you right. I fucked up. I did that. I take the charge. It's my fault. It's my fault you missed your pick. Crazy ass nigga. E. Smith said, on God, y'all be dropping late. LOL. Your mom's side, nigga, said, y'all got to get Pat Mahomes' dad on the show. Nigga, we want to. That's what? The type of niggas man, we so need.
Yeah. Man,
we need awesome. Niggas like that, bro. Niggas who gonna come talk that shit.
Man, put it out there, bro. Tell them. Come on, man.
Hey, most niggas, this is what niggas wanna do. They wanna get Pat Mahomes on their show. We don't want Pat Mahomes. Nigga, it's nothing you can say. You're a winner.
We wouldn't mind it, but.
We wouldn't mind, but he got too many brands. He gotta be careful what he do and careful what he say. His daddy could come on this bitch and talk that shit. Everything we want to know. He might call Andy Reid a fat son of a bitch. Like, I just want niggas who going to keep it real when they sit on that motherfucking couch. Just like with Kwame. Nobody expected him to say, Boyle is ugly.
Oh, man. That shit made me laugh too hard.
Yeah, because I'm like, where he going at? He was like, he just not marketable. He's ugly.
Didn't hesitate at all.
Yeah. He ugly.
Called his brother ugly. Looked just like his brother.
JL said, hey, now, tell Najee don't make us have to come see him by the uploads. He messing with the church's money, my boy. Hey, y'all better leave Najee the fuck alone, man. We got this bitch. We got this goddamn studio locked the fuck up just in case Najee come up here on the fuck shit. Play it by Trey said, fuck Najee. Damn, right after. Curtis said, man, fuck Najee with four middle fingers and some laughing emojis. Reed said, fuck Najee. Man, I'm not making shit up. Yeah. Hey, you know how fucked up you got to be for niggas to say, man, bring .net back. Jonathan Woody said, oh, shit, Nav done leveled it up. Bringing the beef. Who? Talking about what you think they talking about? Oh, nigga, I ain't beefing with Naja. That's y'all. Y'all mad that this shit be goddamn loading up late. Jasmine said, Reggie is my new favorite addition. Missing Thad, though. Where do you buy Broken Play merchandise? Man, the shit coming. We got to get on
like light-skinned niggas.
Yeah, she like
ain't nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with
Salute. We ain't, she got a tight. She got a tight. We ain't tripping. But missing Thad, though, that was... Yeah. All right. Kamian McLaughlin said, Kwame, LOL. All right. Big Daddy Salter. Y'all got to get better with these names, man. Y'all barely put baby girl on scroll.
Big Daddy. Hey.
Bro,
baby girl.
Any nigga who calls somebody over 25 a baby girl, nigga, how old is you, Big Daddy Salter? I'm going to call you BDS. Nah, because you don't know what the BD could stand for. I'm going to call you Salter, nigga. And like, yeah, because y'all always pausing shit, so I don't know.
I ain't say it, bro.
Salter says y'all barely put baby girl on screen. And then when you do for a motivational speech, we get this weak-ass camera. Niggas got to step it up.
Damn, Greg, step it up, bro.
Hey, Greg, just put the bitch on there. No, the camera. The camera. Like,
oh, my God.
Like, wow. I swear to God, on my life, I'm saying put the camera. Because you said the camera. I swear on everything I love. And then you know I don't even talk like that about you in your face. Put the camera on her. Like that.
Hey, come on, man.
The whole set, the whole segment, we going to get that angle. Dumb, can you do a split screen? Just show her on this motherfucker the whole time. Smile. Don't look at us. Look right at that camera. Oh, my. Now niggas been blaming us the whole time, and it's her. Nigga, we been trying to put on the camera. She hates this shit. She's a photographer. Man. She shoot movies. She get footage. Right. Nigga, she's behind the camera, bro. So calm down, Salter. Whatever epiphany you have of her, get it out your sick-ass, demonic-ass mind. Moving along.
Oh, boy.
Aaron 713 said, we really got to blame Nav for these late-ass episodes. Could have just told Eddie about Lowe. Man, shut up.
He's tired of that shit.
Victor Smith 5996 said, y'all let Nav trick y'all out of a six-pick win. Should have stayed with Murray. Y'all would have hit. Look, both of them couldn't pick Murray anyway. That's true. Thad still would have fucked up some way.
What was your pick? Murray over
points. And Yvette had Murray at first. Yvette had Murray first.
Thad had Murray
first. Yeah, Thad did. Thad did.
Let him throw me.
Well, fuck. Nigga, if plenty shit I tell you to do, y'all fucking do it. Now you want to listen? Money PTE 4511 said, Nav ain't lying about that uploading. Never know when the fuck this shit dropping. Well, you right. James Hathaway 5154 said, Nav went from shift leader to Stephen A. Smith. You a motherfucking lie. This shit on, nigga. This motherfucker right here where you need to see it. Now, what my shit is like. Bro, that nigga Steve ain't get mad. You don't see none of that motherfucking shot in that head. No. But no, we just had to start taking it more serious because we got more eyes on us. And Dom just said it's time to goddamn level up. That's why we brought in Reggie Ball and got .NET off that motherfucker. Because niggas weren't going to never take us serious.
Just got a Dom bomb. Breaking news. Trey Young and Scottie Barnes have been named to All-Star team.
Scottie Barnes get there. Oh, yeah, that boy hurt. Yeah.
Scottie Barnes hooping.
We said he was going to be on that motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's why we need the goddamn.
Trey going to get MVP of the game.
Oh, yeah, he got something to prove.
He's going
to be firing.
Damn, down like.
He don't give a fuck.
So?
Bro. When he get in, they not going to put him out, dumb.
He gonna try getting.
You gotta think the players fuck with him.
Storyline.
On the East, it ain't too many niggas you can pick, but Greek Freak.
East gotta win.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely the East gonna win. Cause Greek Freak. That nigga, He the only nigga who play defense the whole fucking game. He gonna be mad at them niggas. Man, play D. Yeah, hey, nigga, this All-Star, this nigga, this
ain't no real game, bro.
Yeah, this ain't no
the
real NASA's game.
The NASA's gonna be on there.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm anxious to see this court, bro. You know, yeah, they're doing an LED screen, court.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I'm gonna say Luka. I'm gonna give Luka the MVP.
So you got the West winning. I got the East.
I like the West.
East side. Yeah. East side.
What you got, Greg? Come tell me, I'm gonna tell you who fault is gonna be, bro. LeBron.
Y'all got mad at me when I was getting on LeBron, bro.
No, LeBron, my favorite player of all time, but okay. I didn't know LeBron, when he in the game, bro, hey, bro, we ain't doing all that shit. We ain't doing all that. We just finna shoot. Nigga like, man, damn.
The last East vs. West All-Star game was 2017 in New Orleans. The West won 192-182.
Oh, yeah, because it is going back to East versus West. I just realized that.
Mm-hmm.
This the first year having it back, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Then with the East, you got Halliburton. Halliburton, he can't wait to get about 20 assists. That's y'all boy, ain't it? Home y'all cooking. Switch up on niggas quick.
That's what he going to do, for sure.
Yeah.
He going to get that assist, bro.
Taking y'all picks done had me sick 5 weeks in a row. Damn. Kershawn Spencer, 1267, said, broken play. Ed 3140 said, how the fuck he find this man? Shout out to Kwame Brown, man. Oh. Hurley's _ world said, hey, Nav, I see that diet is really working for you. I see you slimming down on us. Love to see it. Keep it up. Yeah, I just be going to the gym and getting smoothies. It's just a change, cause I'm gonna tell y'all the truth. When Stephen A. Smith did that rant on Twitter, he said, I'm finna address this fat bitch. I automatically thought he was talking to me. So I started my health change then. He was talking about Jason Whitlock.
Yeah, everybody on his head, bro.
Yeah, but they hate Jason Whitlock. You don't know who that is? He used to be on Fox Sports.
Yeah, and ESPN. He was on ESPN.
Oh, damn. We got some voicemail? All right, play it. Let's see what we got. Audio EQ it up. Did Audio E go to the game?
No.
Mm-mm.
Eric, it's only playing on the headphones. It's not on the speaker.
One thing, man. You get my money back, but we don't want you. Thank you.
Play that again.
I just want to let y'all know, Prosper is a fraud. Abraham Sengun supposed to got 5 assists.
Hey.
He got 1 in the fourth quarter. What is the fourth quarter? I know one thing, Prosper. You need to get my money back or we're in a lawsuit. Thank you.
I don't know if he was drunk or schizophrenic.
Both, bro.
I don't even know what player he said.
I don't know. I think Siakam or something. I don't know.
Yeah, Siakam, he don't really be caring about assists like that, bro. Last week, our prize picks. Speaking of that, bro, Jalen Johnson has been becoming a little lock for me. I'm fucking with him. I'm 12-7 now. I had Jalen Johnson over 16.5 points. The nigga had 19. Dom had Siakam. Over 30.5 points, rebounds, assists. He had 31. Bro, that half, that .5? When you, bro, you feel like you won a fucking goddamn trophy when you catch that by .5. But boy, when you lose by .5, you think the whole world against you,
bro. It is.
Marcel had John Collins over 21 points, rebounds, assists. He had 25. Shout out to Marcel.
4 in a row.
Jalen Brunson on the 32 points. Reggie had.
Wow. Damn right.
Right at 29.
That was a great
call. That was
he been
call.
Cooking.
So. And we tried to start with
yeah.
him. Like,
you so
sure
damn did.
We said, what's the name ain't playing? Reggie like, that nigga was right. All right. Right now, we 4-4. Dad. Colin Sexton over 4 free throws. The nigga had 6 makes.
He said less than 4 makes.
Yeah, he said less than 4. Yeah. But in Thad defense, bro, them free throws, that last two set came so late, bro.
Really?
Yeah, they. I sat there and watched. Sometimes they be fouling at the end of the game, bro.
For no reason.
For no reason. And not just that, Reggie. Bro, in college, this was starting to make me mad with college athletes. You niggas don't hit y'all free throws. You niggas can fuck bend up for everybody in the fucking world because you're not hitting your fucking free throw. You niggas get in the bonus at 10 minutes left in the game and motherfuckers go 4-for-73 at the free throw line and a nigga got the over. That shit hurt, bro. Enough of that, though. So I don't really fully blame Thad for that. Yvette had Lori Markkanen. How you say your name?
Lori Markkanen.
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 Over 1.5 turnovers, he had none. Now, the only question I have with this, Yvette, have you ever seen this player play? So what was your put the camera on so they won't say, damn, nigga, she was talking, you ain't even put the camera on her. Put the camera on her. Wait, we ain't gonna let her talk to the camera on there. Crop dumb out. They gonna say we hate it.
I mean, I couldn't go with my original pick because we were saying that it was probably gonna fall through. And basketball is just like not my thing when it comes to picks. So,
but I'm saying
I thought it was gonna be like an easy because I was looking at his record and stuff. I was like, okay. I feel like he'll turn it over because he was doing a lot of turnovers on his little.
So you be looking at the recent?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. So that's where you got your vision from, but you never knew about that player.
I don't know who that man is.
Okay, I respect your honesty. See, that's accountability. Something that Thad can learn instead of pointing his motherfucking finger around the room. So we're gonna start it off with you, since the camera already on you.
Okay.
Oh yeah, let's do football so we can have Super Bowl picks if y'all don't mind.
Okay, yeah.
That could make it fun.
We'll do it.
Okay. What's his name? Isaiah Pacheco? Fuck. What's that? What's all the laughter? I'm sorry.
That's your bag though. Running back. So
yeah. Rush yard is over. 67.5.
Love it. Love it.
You love that?
I love it.
I could put it on mine.
Oh. What you got? What you looking at? Cause I'm not trying to get in nobody's business, but if you not putting at least 50 on there, don't worry about it.
No, I have some. I got some prize picks. I got some promo funds.
Okay, cause that I would not.
He put $10 on.
Dad put $10 on some shit and gonna cuss me out cause my pick didn't hit. Motherfucker, so what? Nigga, I will give you the $30.
You want to put 80 on it?
Oh,
damn.
No, I got some. Man, hey. You, whoever said, Salter, you right. We need to start keeping baby girl on the camera. Baby girl getting her money.
Baby girl
ain't scared to spend her money.
It's not mine.
Come on, man. Just you got to say all that on the camera.
Sorry.
All right. So, yeah, you got that. Who next?
Donatello.
I'm gonna go. Brock Purdy.
Fuck, bro.
Over 12.5 rushing yards.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. I like that one. So he's off the table.
All righty, Marcel. Let me go somewhere else. All
right. Killer.
All right, man. I'm about to
take it. Hey, confidence is key, bro.
You're right. You're right.
Yeah, all that whispering. Come on. All
right. You're right. You're right. Give me a second.
Then we need to skip you and come back to you. Let you get yourself together. But You are, it's a pessimistic spirit. I don't want this on the pick. Vet had some, and Vet, you know, were pumped up. Don was pumped up. Then he come, all right. No, bro, come on. That's why we be losing. The spirit don't be right in here.
I got you. I got the Prize Pick shirt on.
Let's go.
Let's talk some shit.
All right.
I'm going to take the under, though.
Okay.
On George Kittle. Receiving yards, 47 and a half. Wait. What y'all? Come on, with the team, man. What y'all think?
Confidence is key. You said less. Oh no, bro.
Let me look at his stats.
Hey, give me Rashee Rice over 49 and a half receiving yards.
Is that low?
Oh wait, no. That's why the green thing on there. Okay, hold on. That's like the easy thing.
Yeah.
Like the bumpers.
Yeah, you don't win no money like that with the green one.
Valdez Scantling over 19.5 receiving yards.
That shit went up. That shit was at 18.
I like that.
I like
because you know what I'm saying.
You're
gonna
get one
target.
Or two deep balls. Yeah. Pause.
Good job.
go ahead.
Reggie and that good job.
Hey.
Good job.
I just feel like we talking football. You ain't got to pause this shit, bro.
Man, it's damn near a reflex.
Yeah, it is. Watch that shit hit.
What you got, Marcel?
CMC. Over 23 and a half fantasy score.
I like that one.
How y'all feel about over 1.5 receptions, Noah Gray?
Nah, he don't be him.
I like the under in his, or Watson,
yeah,
the under.
Yeah, I done peaked them before. Them niggas is real. It's like Pat Mahomes be seeing that shit. Like, okay. I ain't throwing to them niggas.
Okay, I'm going to pick the under on Justin Watson, 1.5 receptions.
Okay, I love that.
Yeah, we gonna win.
I love that over the Kittle. Cause that's all Purdy know.
Yeah, for sure.
I'ma go just cause I know this is what they need. I'ma go Kelce receiving touchdown.
Word.
Is that 0.5?
Yep.
I'm gonna take the
one. I like it.
That's a good one.
Good job.
Kelce over.
I don't know. That George Kittle may be all right, though, looking at this.
The over.
I don't know. He had 81 receiving yards against Green Bay and then 27 against Detroit. They've seen the last time they played in the Super Bowl.
All right. Around the room, we need to know.
I say we do our 6-pick, but we also do a 2-pick. Let's do a 2-pick basketball just to build up the funds. A two-pick insurance.
Hedge bets.
Yeah.
All right.
Basketball. Yeah.
What y'all like then?
Who said you were the one to give it though? You ain't been hitting like that though.
Who got the best record?
I do.
The best record, Marcel at 10-5. I would say Vet at 9-7 because I'm at 12-7. Hey, the nigga who record always say everything is recorded. Like, yeah, nigga, you in charge of the shit. You like the nigga who play. The nigga who played a banker in the Monopoly. Nah, I keep control of the money. I bet you do.
I got one for you. For the 2-pick, so we can build up funds. Do Isaiah Hartenstein basketball, NBA? Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
Still LS. Yeah, let Greg do the lock for basketball. I'll do a lock for basketball since I'm on the streak.
Yeah, Greg good at basketball.
Did Don pick? So, Greg, what are you thinking? Jimmy Butler for? I hate
playing Orlando, right?
4.5 rebounds seems pretty low with Jimmy.
Banquero over 5 assists.
And one more. I'm going to do Isaiah Hartenstein less than 1.5 turnovers. Put 100 on that. Do a power. It's going to be a power play. Nah. Do a power play. Put like 15. This is what we're doing, builder. We got to build the bank up.
I had Kelsey to score a touchdown. They got to show Taylor Swift. He got a goddamn.
Send a script.
Send a motherfucking script. And for the Super Bowl, I do like the Pat Mahomes.
MVP?
Chiefs. Better believe
it. Yeah, for sure. Who you got, Greg? A point? That ain't gonna
basically,
make no
a pick-em.
Yeah.
How much you putting like? How many units?
Huh?
How many units you put?
No, I'm gonna go. This is the last football game. I'm gonna go all in.
Okay.
Might as well.
Ball, who you got? Super Bowl.
Kansas City.
That's a sweep around the room, bro, Kansas City? No, I picked Kelsey.
Kelsey. To score a touchdown. So it's under receiver. It's under rush and receiver.
Yeah, receiving and rush. It's all in the works. You see it? No. Go to
rush, receive, TDs.
NFL.
Yeah. As y'all can see, baby girl, not the best reader.
CT.
Wow.
Throwback.
You went back. Yeah.
Triggering.
Nigga, them graham crackers and orange juice. I mean, my dog thought that shit make you goddamn focus. Like, bitch, you can't read. Nigga, it don't matter what you eat, nigga.
Graham crackers and orange
juice. Yeah, that orange juice.
Y'all had the little white cartons with the green writing on it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I had that one good teacher, bro. She'll walk back because she wanted us to do good. She was like,
That's hard. That's love, boy.
Like, bitch, I teach y'all. Y'all niggas ain't finna be out here getting no bad ass grades.
That's love.
Gotta know the chain at Elsa, man. But yeah, this the week of the Super Bowl, man. All hands on deck, man. We all like the Chiefs. We all like Pat Mahomes. Free Pat Mahomes, senior nigga to his backwards. Right along with it, nigga, free Young Thug.
Straight up.
Fetty Willis, if I find out you had something to do with getting Pat Mahomes' daddy locked up, bitch, I ain't voting for you. Y'all know how we do on them last bets. It's the last one of the football season. Oh, yeah. No,
definitely.
Who? Man, that's just Thad's voice. He just light skinned.
Lord, we come to you today thankful and grateful for the Broken Play crew, the Broken Play Prize Picks app that we do weekly. We know we have lost in the past, Lord Jesus, but we know today you have blessed us with a new day. A new day has been made by the Lord Jesus himself. We thank you for being our Savior, Lord Jesus, and we thank you for giving us these picks to place today. Now, each player that we have picked, Lord Jesus, may you please grant them the best of the best in each category, whether it be mental, emotional, physical. Please bless these players before they enter these games, Lord Jesus. And whether we place over or under. Let them feel.
All right, Jamal Bryant. Come on, man. Yeah, bro. Yeah, you might as well go do the team prayer.
I was really praying.
That nigga playing, I'm thinking I'm finna go play. That's enough. God, if you see fit, we win, let it happen. Thank you, God. You doing all that? Come on. I'm like, who he praying for? He praying for these niggas emotionally and all that. Come on, man.
That's what it takes to win.
I'll talk to you later, Lord.
Amen.
On that note, man, if we don't win, you see why. Had the wrong person in the driver's seat. But nah, man, this is a good episode. Super Bowl episode. So, you know, next week we got to talk our shit. Chiefs versus 49ers. Kyle Shanahan versus Andy Reid. Young versus old. You know, Kyle
You like the over 47 and a half or under?
Under.
I like the over. All big games have been, well, man, I like the over.
You like the over?
Yeah.
Chiefs, I think Chiefs going to slow that game down. One thing about Chiefs will goddamn milk that clock, whether you like it or not. Them niggas know how to goddamn take that time off. So I like the under, but I really love the Chiefs money line. I don't know what I'm going to do on that over and under, but I really love the Chiefs money line. And that's going to be my lock. That's the lock.
That's the lock.
Yeah.
That's the house?
Chiefs. Let's go.
Betting the house.
Pat Mahomes. I got to get the money back. Put my money back where it should have been. Ain't that what them old niggas say?
I'm start using them.
Yeah. My uncle say a lot of shit, man. Any closing remarks, Reggie? We got to have a good QB1 next week. Yeah, did y'all watch the Pro Bowl?
Hell no. Nah.
Yeah.
What the fuck do
I
they
think
do?
It's fine. Well,
I do not watch that shit.
Dodgeball.
Never?
I was all college basketball, all NBA.
Yeah, I don't watch the Pro Bowl before, but it's been a long time, bro.
I watched it. It was fun.
Nigga, I want to say it was like back. I know AB was.
Black football?
AB was in a Pro Bowl the last time I seen it. So it's been a minute. Shout out to AB. Do you know AB be giving out Cracker Awards? You saw that?
I saw he said I missed that Cracker talking about Ben Roser, Ben Big Ben. Yeah. He tweeted that.
Yeah, he crazy, bro.
Yeah, he out there.
He crazy.
He out there.
Hey, you know how sometimes you be like, this nigga tripping. Nigga, I felt like that nigga off Django. What? Hey, luckily AB ain't trying to be no goddamn on no sports show. He ain't trying to be on Fox Sports or ESPN. Cause nigga, it's gonna be hard to clean them tweets up.
Oh, God. Facts.
Oh hell yeah, he can come over here and talk damn that right. Shit all day. We was supposed to get him for the show. What happened?
Yeah. That's hard. That'll be good.
Yeah. Oh, I don't give a fuck what he coming up. I want him to come talk that shit, but like if he don't, he ain't gonna make a break. We got to get Pat Mahomes' daddy, though. I go NFL offseason, Pat Mahomes' daddy, Deebo Samuel.
Solid.
That's solid.
Solid.
Them two solid. Because you know Deebo going to come talk his shit too. Deebo. Boy, 49ers fuck around and win?
I feel like so many people on the Chiefs, I feel like the 49ers may just win that shit, bro.
Yeah.
That's I don't know. Well, I can't bet against Pat.
If they win, Deebo get MVP.
That'd be dope.
Where's he from?
South Carolina. South Cackalack. South Cackle, motherfucking lack. Who Usher performing at the Super Bowl?
Everybody waiting on that. I ain't gonna lie, I'm watching.
Lil Jon.
I'm watching.
You better be there. You and Luda.
What y'all think was the best halftime show y'all seen for Super Bowl before we leave?
Prince.
Beyonce up there.
Nigga, I'm gonna go with Dr. Dre and them. Yeah, all that shit. Yeah.
I ain't pay attention to that one.
For real?
Yeah.
Yeah, them nigga put on the show. Nigga! I'm tripping. Rihanna.
I was thinking.
Man, she did good,
stop
bro.
It, bro.
I was thinking.
That was wasn't a good the best show. One, it, bro.
She was pregnant cool. and everything. She but was pregnant. That was still cool. It was foul.
I just love to see Rihanna.
Nah, that's why I said I Beyonce up there.
Yeah, I just love to see. Who you say, Marcel? You done got mad at all our picks. You better say some shit worth saying.
Beyonce in New Orleans was good. Yeah. Bruno Mars killed it as well.
Oh, he was fine. He fired. Snapped. Yes, he was. Snapped. Yes, he did.
Thank you for tuning in to another Broken Blade. I was just saying, we done said Rihanna. That nigga talking about, nah, Bruno killed it. Bruno. What'd he do?
Hey, Bruno.
24 carat? Nigga, I don't want to hear that shit. Where the women at, Bruno? Who you was singing to on the motherfucking song, man?
Beyonce was a part of the Bruno performance, too.
She was?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know.
Well, shit.
Well, that was
they take
one.
Both my picks.
The Weeknd shit was
fine. Oh, yes,
oh,
it was.
Oh, yeah,
it
that was.
Little, yeah.
Hey, Drake gonna come soon.
Stop.
Hey, we'll be back next week. Make sure you. I hope the mic was off and y'all didn't hear what the fuck Dad said. And oh man. I'm surprised you ain't asked the goddamn sexy red ever before at the fucking Super Bowl, nigga. Nigga said did Sierra.
You got the goodies, man. She got the goodies.
Did she bring out Beat It Pablo?
Drumline.
Keisha. Jamaica.
Katrina.
Hey, man, it Broken Play, man. Where well, you can come and say whatever the fuck you want to say. Hey, if this episode don't come out in a timely manner, y'all know what to do.
Damn right.
At Good Eye Media. And we'll be back. Have a great weekend. Watch the Super Bowl. Drink responsibly. And when I say drink responsibly, don't leave no more liquor in the bar.
Amen.
Straight up.